Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Thursday, April 27. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, Biden's plan to raise electricity costs. That's right. The price for electricity is slated to go much, much higher. Mark it down. Circle the date on your calendar, put it in your smartphone. At just the time when we are more reliant on electricity than ever before, the president plans to raise the price even higher. In the next few days, the White House will issue new regulations that will severely impact the nation's power plants. Specifically aimed at coal-powered plants, about 20% of our electricity is produced by coal. Also, natural gas-powered plants, 32% of our electricity production comes by nat gas, and by fuel oil-powered plants, they make about 36% of our electricity. Add these fossil fuel producers up, and they make 80% of the nation's electricity. That's right. The lion's share of all electric power we use to light, heat, and cool our homes, power our electric cars, and run all those gadgets that we're so enamored with, from widescreen television to smartphones to computers of all kinds, more than three-quarters of all the power used is from fossil fuels. Now imagine a world in which you could only use your cell phone one-quarter of the time, or your television, or cool your home only a quarter of the time. But that's what the president's objective, to eliminate all fossil fuel-generated electricity, may produce. Now, within days, the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, will produce an entirely new set of rules aimed at doing away with fossil fuel-powered electric plants. By all reports, these new EPA rules will utilize a novel new approach that has never been tried before. Utilizing the Clean Air Act, the Biden administration will attempt to redefine new types of air pollution. And to understand just how this sleight of hand is proceeding, we need a little background in chemistry. Now, currently the EPA and the Clean Air Act severely limit a toxic gas named carbon monoxide. This is a poisonous gas that is man-made and usually results from the incomplete burning of a carbon-based fuel. That kind of combustion can occur in your automobile, some industrial equipment, and so on. Too much carbon monoxide can kill you. Sounding almost the same is another harmless gas called carbon dioxide. For you chemistry majors, it's a carbon-based gas with two oxygen atoms instead of one oxygen atom of carbon monoxide. That extra oxygen atom makes all the difference from a deadly gas to a harmless one. It makes all the difference to everyone else except to the Biden administration. They're attempting to make CO2, carbon dioxide, outlawed, just like carbon monoxide is currently. And because every time that you burn a carbon-based fuel, like oil, gas, or coal, you produce CO2. Depending upon how they choose to enforce this new regulation, they could literally put some of these plants out of business. Of course, President Biden has said repeatedly that's just what he wants to do. Get rid of fossil-based fuels. From what's been released so far, and remember we're still days away from seeing the actual new regulations, it is expected that these new regs will close all of the nation's coal-based electric plants. That's more than 10% of our current electric production, a loss of supply that is bound to raise electricity prices significantly. Now, the counter to all of this is, well, we'll just use renewable energy sources to replace the fossil fuel sources we want to phase out. Wind, solar, hydroelectric will take the place of fossil fuels. That at least is what the politicians in Washington want us to believe. Unfortunately, the numbers don't currently support that answer. The Energy Information Agency publishes exhaustive data on the nation's energy production and usage. And in looking at renewable electric production over the past 10 years, we see an increase in renewable production of about a third. In other words, we produce one-third more electricity from renewables this year than we did in 2013. The problem is that we're increasing our consumption of electricity at an even faster rate. Just think about it. The number of electric gadgets that we all talked about earlier continue to increase, creating a greater and greater draw on our electric power. This has created a very interesting phenomenon. Back in 2013, renewables supplied 15 to 16% of our total energy needs. Today, the percent of total energy supplied by renewables has actually declined, currently to only about 12% of our needs. As a side note, I don't think these numbers reflect those of you who generate your own electricity. You may have a solar array on your roof, so if I read the data correctly, you are just excluded from the overall totals. But altogether, it's safe to say that with current technology, renewables are not going to replace fossil fuel production anytime soon. Finally, for those who remain concerned about the effects of carbon dioxide on the environment, I note that CO2 is a natural byproduct of our own metabolism. That's right, every time we breathe out, we exhale CO2. Altogether, we exhale about 2.5 pounds of CO2 in a day, CO2 that the plants around us breathe in as part of the process of photosynthesis. Now, if you're like me, we tend not to get too involved with the happenings in Washington, but we need to make an exception this time. The EPA will be coming forward with these new proposals shortly. They will ask the public for our opinion. Go online, tell them what you think. It's important, especially at this time in the economic cycle, that we hold down costs. We've all seen the devastating effects of inflation over the past few months, and these EPA proposals will likely ignite another round of inflation. So please, take a moment to respond at epa.gov. And that's the value side for Thursday, April 27. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Rebell. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.